So for the sake of those who are new today, then I'll just begin giving a little bit of background on the nature of this blessing, how it came to be that I'm offering it. The blessing is coming from Yeshua. I'm merely a connection, a conduit, a facilitator, if you will. But Yeshua is providing the love energy and your connection to God. You will be sending your prayers to God. It's like a perfect cycle, that synergistic cycle that we will be creating. And I just want to invite all of you to bring the love and the desire and the needs of your heart. Of course, God already knows what those are. And you already know what they are. And your relationship to God is personal. Even the way you envision or imagine God to be is personal. None of us in the human incarnate perspective can fully and completely describe or circumscribe the nature of God. This is beyond us all. And even to give you an ordinary analogy, even looking at worldly things, if we were all standing around the Grand Canyon and we were describing what we saw, it would, even the Grand Canyon would be a very different experience for each one of us. And if we could paint or photograph, we'd all come back with a different view of what it was. So just imagine how different our perspective would be of this mighty force, this sacred and hallowed force from which all creation comes. And so it is not in my nature, or even in the nature of Yeshua, to place limiting definitions on that, which is one of the reasons he was so reluctant to give the apostles a prayer to pray, because the history of religious doctrine has all of them have made the uniformly universal mistake of limiting God by their definitions. So, you will pray to God, the God of your understanding, knowing it's the one sacred, hallowed source of all creation, but you, in your personal relationship, have a right to know God personally. And it's very important that you do. This is why you need to be praying the prayer of your heart in this blessing. Now, I will open the blessing with a prayer of gratitude to Yeshua for being here, for his graciousness, his love, his charity, and his unconditional, selfless attendance to the well-being of humanity. And we also, before we even begin, we give our gratitude to our Mother Earth, who provides us with the evolutionary energy of life, from which we all emerge, to which our bodies return. And we give our praise and our gratitude to the divine light, which defines the very nature of our body, mind, spirit, emotional connection, knowing that we are all created of the light. From the light, we emerge into our incarnation, and back into the light and to the heart of God, we return. And so that it is really love and light that provide our connection, our eternal connection to God. I began to experience these blessings personally about 2 months ago, as Yeshua would come to me. As some of you know, I have a progressive physical condition, moving toward an inevitable need for surgery, and I have voiced my many prayers over the years to be completely relieved of this condition, and was beginning to feel a faint and growing sense of disappointment that something spectacular and miraculous was not happening. And to relieve me from that sense of disappointment, Yeshua was coming to me in the mornings. And always, pardon me, he would take my feet. And I would think about the way he washed the apostles' feet and how he anointed the feet of so many. And I began to have this experience of how he heals by restoring our wholeness. First, our connection to the earth, which is through our feet. And then filling us with this love, light, energy, blessing that moves upward through our heart and then passing on into the light and the love of God. Well, he was giving me this experience, and there were no words passing between us. And as he would do this over the days, I began to realize I had no disappointment at all, that my physical condition may have to be remedied by surgery rather than a miraculous relief from this, because I was seeing how God works through all means, and God works through surgeons. And during the time of Yeshua's blessing, the very perfect surgeon for me was given to me, and I knew when the name was given to me, and then I researched her, and it was like, yes, yes, and it was like she was a friend that had incarnated from heaven, and she and I had this moment of destiny. As he blessed me further over the days, I began to realize why I was not relieved from this miraculously, because I was beginning to have experiences with other people who were in similar forms of pain. And the compassion I was feeling for these people was such an anointing of love. I wouldn't have traded my disability for the world. It's as if my disability was now a badge of honor and a connection that I had with other people who were suffering. And recently I encountered this elderly gentleman. I was at my local grocery store. This was about 5 days ago, and it all came into view for me, the whole thing. Now, the reason I'm taking your time on this is because I'm giving you a message that's also a blessing and an explanation of how these blessings work. He was about 80 years old, and he was on a walker, and he was far more disabled than I am. I could tell the pain he was in by the way he leaned into his walker. But he had a smile on his face, and he saw that I was in a progressive mode moving toward where he was, and he radiated with the opportunity of being the gentleman I knew he had practiced being all of his life, and he began to try to help me. We walked out to the parking lot together, both of us parked side by side with our handicap stickers, and he opened the door for me, and I saw this flow of graciousness and this love of compassion that was the answer to a prayer that I had prayed many years before. Now, let me tell you about this. All my life, I have lived a charmed life in the sense that I had a happy life. I had parents who loved me, friends who loved me. I had talent. I had the opportunity to become educated, to have a career of my choice, and to be successful in the career. And just, I had my share of human challenges. Yes, of course, we all have those. I think the only thing that I never had really very much of was material success. And I never could understand why I didn't, but I'm sure before it's all over, I'll understand why I didn't have that. But I still had lived a happy, charmed life, and I felt, in a way, unworthy to be doing the work I was doing with Yeshua, because I met so many people who were hurting, who were suffering, and who needed lifting up above their condition. And it was about in 2001, I prayed a prayer to Yeshua, I said, Yeshua, give me whatever it takes that I may have a first-hand, direct experience of compassion. It's not enough that I'm kind. It's not enough that I bring the love of my heart. I want to understand compassion in the fullness of what it means. Within a week, I had an accident on a piece of gymnasium equipment. That was the beginning of this situation that I have. I tore the groin ligament, and it was terrible pain, and it never healed, and it progressed and progressed and progressed and progressed until I was in this condition. And when I was in the parking lot with that gentleman, I realized the real miracle had happened. And now, Yeshua, in his perfect timing and his perfect blessing, had brought the surgeon to me to go ahead and finish off the situation, because now the real miracle had happened. So I needed to tell you that, because what we're going to be giving you today is a blessing. And a blessing is part of the whole tradition of love and transformation that Yeshua brought to the planet, which doesn't always address cause and effect. I've got this headache. Can you heal my headache? Well, yes, in many cases he did. But really, he would have short-cheated us if that's all he had done for us. He gave us a greater blessing, which is about transforming our life so that we may climb the ladder one step at a time, a little bit higher, and every time we climb the ladder of personal transformation, the issues that belong to the lower level just go away. Now, sometimes those issues can have to do with physical problems, sometimes monetary problems, sometimes relationship problems, or just not living in the right condition. It can be lack of education. It can be career problems or conflicts at work, or just general unhappiness. Addictive problems, that's a big one. But most often, Yeshua heals us by first transforming us. Because by transforming us, we get to see and expedite the healing ourselves by seeking, accepting, and restoring our personal wholeness. And I don't think 100% of the times reported in the scriptures, but I'm talking about the lion's share of the majority of the times when he would heal something. He would say to the recipient, your faith has made you whole, and your wholeness has made you well. Now go forth and maintain your wholeness. In other words, he would teach them about the process through which they were physically healed. So, this blessing is all about restoring wholeness through your faith and the love of Yeshua, that he is with us to be our connection and greater experience of life, to reunite with the wholeness of God. So here's how it works. I want you to, first of all, take your shoes off and to be seated in a chair where the bottoms of your feet can touch the floor and your spine can be as erect as is comfortable for you. This doesn't mean you can't have a pillow or lean back. I just want you to be able to have an uninterrupted flow of energy connecting through the soles of your feet with the earth and the top of your head with the ethers in the heavens. So nothing above your head, no hat, and don't be under a limited, tight, confining area. And have your arms and your hands uncrossed, your feet uncrossed, your legs uncrossed, so that there's no blockage of energy. And be prepared when the blessing begins that Yeshua will touch your feet. Now, sometimes he also touches the heart of some people. I have no idea why he chooses to do that in some cases. It's between you and him. Sometimes he touches the forehead, but always the feet. The feet, because he's building a connection between you and your mother source. And he's going to create that flow of holistic energy between you and the earth, moving up through your body, through your heart, and it will connect in your heart with your prayers. Now, your part in this, when the blessing begins, is that you will close your eyes and allow your attention to fall into your heart. Stop thinking, except for the prayers you will pray. Now, you will begin praying. It's all right if you pray with words or thoughts, whatever prayer means to you. Some people pray with feelings. Some people pray with silence, just being in their heart and feeling the prayers of their heart, because God knows what's in their heart. But whatever prayer means to you, begin praying. And allow yourself to be open to the energy of love that will pass through you. It will first connect with your prayer, with your feet, pass up through your body, connect and empower the prayers of your heart. And then it will pass on through the top of your head, carrying your prayers in a more powerful way to God. And it's your prayers and your connection with God that bring about the restoration of wholeness. But Yeshua is giving extra amplitude to that, extra love. You may remember in the scriptures, he said, pray in my name and your prayers will be answered. Well, this isn't because Yeshua has to give permission to your prayers to be answered. And it isn't because of his linguistic name that is like a password to heaven. It's more like this. Our name contains the energy of our being. And Yeshua's energy will amp up the energy of your prayer. We all know that around us are many, many levels of energy. We have radio energy. We have satellite energy. We have television energy. We have just unmeasured forms of energy. Moving all the way to quantum energy. And each form of these energy waves has its own dimension of reality where it's carried and its own target receptor. Well, our target receptor is God. And so we need our prayers to be aligned to an energy form that will reach that target. Sometimes we pray from the hurt we're feeling and from that level of energy. Sometimes we pray from the condition that's holding us down. And our prayers are like the ball a six-year-old would throw. It goes just a little ways and then it falls back to earth. And we have to pray it again and again. Eventually God will hear it. But how much better when we pray in the energy Yeshua has given us, to amp up the energy of our heart and take it directly to the heart of God. So this is kind of what that means. And sometimes our own energy can be really, really reduced because of the conditions we find ourselves in. And our faith has given up. Our faith actually comes, let me tell you, since we're talking about energy, our faith is actually our energy in the quantum field. It's what we know to be true when nothing around us confirms it. Because we have a connection in the quantum field, we have this connection with God. And that faith is actually the energy that takes our prayers to God. But sometimes our faith sags a little bit because we start believing too much in the negative conditions. And our prayers are stronger than our faith. Our beliefs Our negative beliefs are stronger than our faith. And so our negative beliefs carry that level of energy, and we lose connection with our faith. So Yeshua restores our faith. He gives us that energy, kind of like if your car had stalled in the driveway and you had to call AAA, and AAA drove up and it plugged its battery cables, its jumper cables into your car, and it said, okay, turn the switch, and it goes, rah, 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 and purr, the engine is going. So these are just simple analogies. Don't lock into them specifically, but allow them to prepare your faith and your understanding for what is about to happen. It is truly transformative, and whatever you experience from it is good. It will bring a transformation to you on some level of your being. It works all the way from the DNA level of your body to the highest level of the energy, the electromagnetic energy around your body, to the non-material awareness of your heart and soul. Whatever needs to be addressed, and it doesn't stop at the end of the blessing. Now, the blessing will take about 3 minutes, and then I'll acknowledge that, and I will say your blessing is complete, but that only means that the energetic imprint of the blessing has now been registered in your being. It's not through working. I want you to go lie down for about 7 to 10 minutes and allow your whole body to assimilate this. I want your whole body and being to just allow it to fill you. Don't think. One of the problems with thinking is we return back to kind of a beta brainwave that cannot, it intercepts wholeness, really. It can't understand wholeness. It intercepts, and sometimes it erodes our faith. Try not to think. If thoughts pass through, just acknowledge them and let them pass on through. But just rest. If you can just go into a total non-thinking rest, that's perfect. And then just get on with your life. And it's not even over then. It's not over, because you will be giving off what we call a ripple effect. And that is that this blessing that has been given to you will be rippling into the lives of others. You're going to begin seeing changes in the lives of others that allow you to have the fullness of the blessing that's coming to you. So allow it to just then fill your life. But it's okay. Just go back to being active. Go back to living. Be in the joy and the fullness of what is coming through you and blessing you. So that's how it happens. That's how it works. Now, if you're ready, I'm ready. Yeshua is here with us, and he's been saying, let me get on with it. Let's do this. But, of course, me being human, and me also, I'm your human connection. And as your human connection, I can see and feel the thoughts you might be asking. And it's important to get these thoughts and questions out of the way so that you can just immerse into the blessing. So I'm here for you to be your human companion and friend in this process, so that the whole cycle and circuit is synergistically whole. And it's you and me, Yeshua in all times and places, the Holy Spirit, you and your heart in quantum space, your prayers connecting with God, and God connecting us all. So expect transformation. And whatever that transformation brings is perfect for now. It's what you are most able to receive to bring the next level of blessing into your life. Whatever comes from it is your miracle. And it will open your life to the next receptivity for the next level of miracle. So let's do it. I will pray my invocation to Yeshua briefly, and then He will begin the energy. It will last about 3 minutes, and he will be blessing me as well so that I will know when the energy has run full circle, and I will be able to say, your blessing is now complete, so you will go rest. So I will begin my prayer to Yeshua.